In 1891, Jacob Gordon came to American Jewish Theater and gave it a shot in the arm. In his first year, he wrote Siberia. He fought quite hard, especially with the stars, until he was able to get his way and bring his point to the public. He even fought with the managers, who looked at the plays only through the small window of their ticket booth. The audience seemed, however, to feel a certain reality in Gordon's plays. Now, in the olden days, the leading man was also a singer. But with Jacob P. Adler, who was not a singer, and with Gordon's plays, singers were not prominent, he suddenly acclaimed Gordon and his plays and began to do them. Now, because the public liked them so much, other managers were forced to accept Gordon and his plays. Well, you can see from this how politicking began in the Yiddish theater. Gordon's life, however, in the Yiddish theater only lasted 18 years, in which he wrote some 40 plays, till 1909, when he died. His better works were Miralephus, the Isoime, got mentioned Taivu, the Umbakante, Kreitzer Sonate, the Schritte. But his plays were not all that he was known for. He brought to the theater an entirely new concept, a concept of art and reality. Now, other writers began to emulate Gordon. The tragedy lies in the fact that the star was the ruler. Plays began to be written wherein the star has the leading role, and no one would play unless he had the leading role. And in that manner, the Yiddish theater lost its repertory style, and in my opinion, began the downfall of Yiddish theater. There were actors who tried desperately to hang on to the repertory, such as Mintz, Benami, Rudolf Schilkrodt, Sarah Adler, etc., etc.